I see dead.
Stormtroopers, disappoint me and you could be next. Sit back and embrace the laughter. It is your destiny. Welcome to the Sith Sense. This telework thing is really starting to bore me. I can't believe Palpatine locked down the entire Death Star just because one disposable trooper came down with a Gungan flu. I thought I had that planet wiped out. I still have nightmares of that place.
How rude.
I literally bask in the black abyss of emptiness, and yet that face still haunts me. At least I have even more time to put off this dumbass battle plan.
Sir, Darth Sidious is asking for those TPS reports. He'd like to know how much progress you've made. What shall I tell him?
Tell him, I'm making great strides. My work so far is both destructive and distinguished in nature. Never before has there been a more solid report.
Great, he's actually here with me now. You're on speaker, so just go ahead and read off the plans for our next invasion.
My master never told me he was coming by today. I thought we had settled on next Thursday at 1 p.m., right after my lunch is blended and before our next game of Moonblaster.
Well, he decided to come early due to the pandemic aboard the station. He wanted to make sure we had enough sanitizer and to ensure we were all wearing our helmets.
I see. Well, here goes nothing. Invasion plans, phase 1. Infiltrate. Phase 2. Annihilate. Phase 3. Celebrate. Okay. Now that I'm thinking about it, I have just a few more details to hammer out. Kinks to fill in, etc. I should have this done by the end of the day. Does his dastardliness mind waiting just a few more hours?
So be it.
Your will shall be done. Okay, don't panic, Vader. You can do this. You cut off your own kid's hand once. This should be a piece of cake. Maybe I'll just check my email first. Yes, another entry coming in from the Black Swirl. I think those two dimwits are growing on me. This one better be good, because I need a worthy distraction outside of using my lightsaber as a giant sparkler. It looks like this one is coming in from Force Farts 69. Is that actually a power? If it is, it must be from the dark side. I digress. Force Fart 69 writes, Dear Lord Vader, my boss has recently tasked me with hiring some new people in our division. He's taken the liberty of funneling through resumes, and it's become apparent that he's filtering them for those who share his own beliefs. Do I switch to his dark side and hire one of them, or do I rebel and hire another candidate? Surely you hired someone who wasn't completely down with the Sith, right? Am I right? Okay, Double F. Listen up. I'm going to be Frank. Well, I'm going to be Vader, but it's a figure of speech, and please don't call me Frank. I'll blow up your planet. If there's one thing I've learned about bosses, it's that they always think they have the high ground. I once had a boss who thought he was the high and mighty one. Care to guess where he is today? His robe is hung up and chilling on display in a trophy case in my royal quarters. Do you think I would be ruling the entire galaxy if I listened to him? Well, I guess I would be able to at least scratch my nose every now and then. Hindsight is 20/20, I guess. Another noteworthy point is this. If I went out and hired every self-centered, force-sensitive sociopath that sent in a work request, there would constantly be someone trying to take my job. Then I'd have to actually try to keep my position. Then who would blend my cheeseburgers or tell me I'm super evil when I accidentally have a happy thought? Those are necessary tasks, critical functions that keep this empire running smoothly. I say nay. You don't need someone with personality, new ideas, beliefs, yada yada yada. It's all about the churn and burn, baby. I say hire your own dummies. Promise them a new life, full of wonder, hope, and the fulfillment of dreams. Then make them work weekends, dock their pay, and then give them an unrealistic deadline at the end of your fourth quarter. Lather, rinse, repeat. You feel me? Your only other options are A, be a baby back bitch and hire whoever your boss approves of, or run a nice hot red burning plasma light blade through your boss's chest and assume his command. I mean, job status. Well, Double F, I hope this helps and throws some gasoline over the fire raging deep within. Deep down, you know this advice to be true. Well, I better get back to the stupid report. By Darth Bane's boner pills, I've got it! Maybe we could try out that new secret weapon I've been working on. Right now, its codename is the Sandbox. It's a giant box full of sand. I'll sprinkle in Sarlacc over here, a few giant shovels over there, maybe a few pails full of thermal detonators for good measure. Now, what did I do with that red pin? Be sure to tune in every other week for more insidious advice here on the Sith Sense. Thanks for listening to Close Encounters of the Slurred Kind, and remember, there is great power in the drunk side of the Force.